Hi, this is a dictation for Miss Judy Ogletree, JudyOgletree. Judy Ogletree, date of birth is 3/14/1959. Date of service is 4/6/2023. History. The patient called all of a sudden for coming to the office. She was provided an appointment for evaluation. She was initially seen on 4/1/2021 and also 4/22/2021. And she was discharged for failure to show for appointments and violation of opiate agreement, as well as use of street drugs. A cocaine was found in her drug screen and she was discharged. Thereafter, the patient was not seen until now. The patient promises that she is not taking any cocaine or any other street drugs, and she is generally suffering in pains. Her pain has been affecting her, the shoulder area, neck, and the lower back, and the back pain is reported to be 9 to 10, with radiation to the left leg anteriorly and right leg anteriorly. In the left leg, it is up to the ankle. In the right leg, it is up to the right knee. As numbness and tingling, she reports she has had a home care therapy from AUDA, A-U-D-A, home care therapy. And the patient reports that her shoulder pain has improved and she can lift her arms in abduction up to 180 degrees. While previously she used to be able to only 90 degrees. She has a difficult time walking. She is on a motorized wheelchair and is unable to carry out her duties of life. ADLs are gravely affected. The patient report the pain has remained 9 to 10, especially in the lower back as well as in the neck area. The patient reports that her MRIs have not been done in the last 3-4 years. She was seeing a doctor, a primary care physician, who was providing her pain medication relief. And the name is Nicola Somers, whose office has been closed by the government. And it appears that the patient may be seeking the patient seems more like seeking the opiates instead of finding the cure. She has been informed about the new policies from the federal and state government. And she is being evaluated today. The patient reports no relief other than 20%. ADLs that are reported affected are general activity, mood, work, relationship with other people, sleep, and enjoyment of life, 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Walking ability is affected, 8. She's using a wheelchair and a cane, and only 20 to 30% relief has been obtained so far, as reported by the patient. In the system review, please use the neurology and psych and pain and numbness. Please use the chart and the additional history, substance abuse, and compliance history, please use the chart at this time. The physical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 146 over 80, pulse is 69, pulse ox is 99. In general review, the patient is a 64-year-old African-American female of a good build, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious, sitting comfortably. She is using a wheelchair to come walk and no acute distress or shortness of breath or pain faces are noticed. Hydration and nourishment is normal. She is slightly anxious, but not lethargic. Good attitude and demeanor. She can walk very slowly in antalgic gait using a rollator walker. And neurological examination is completely normal. Musculoskeletal examination is as follows. Neurological examination, you can use the template to type it out, and it will be partly a new patient visit, basically, so that is required. And the rest of the exam will come from the previous visit, where the skin, head, eyes, ENT, neck, chest, heart, abdomen, GU, pelvic, psychiatric evaluation, and neurological examination can be copy and paste from previous exam, which was conducted on 4-1-2021, and the dictation is 0419-014. Current medications are listed as pregabalin and pregabalin and musculoskeletal system, please mention inspection palpation is the normal. Spine tenderness is present at L4, L5 and bilateral sacral iliac joints. Paravertebral muscle spasm is only in the L1 to L5 bilaterally without any trigger points, 1 plus hypertonicity. The range of motions of the cervical spine, forward flexion is 50, extension is 40, bilateral side flexion is 30, bilateral rotation is 80. In the thoracic lumbar spine, forward flexion is 50, extension 15, bilateral side flexion 15, bilateral rotation is 15, hyperextension is painful beyond 25 degrees. The maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain in cervical spine, Hoffman sign was positive, Sperling sign is positive, Lermit test was positive, distraction test was negative, Sotohol test was negative. No signs of myelopathy are noticed. Thoracic spine, Roos test and Slump test are negative. In the lumbar spine, Brzezinski-Kernick test negative. Straight leg bracing test was positive bilaterally at 30 degrees. Bilateral leg rest test was positive. Breger test was negative. CAB test was negative. Brzezinski sign was negative. Sacral iliac joint, bilateral sacral iliac joints are mildly tender. And positive Faber test, Gonsalan test was noticed bilaterally. However, standing flexion test was negative. Compression test was negative. The extremities examination was found to be completely normal with normal circulation and normal muscles, no muscle spasm, laceration, contusion, pedal edema. The gait is antalgic and quick test was negative. No leg length discrepancy is noticed. Diagnosis. In general, 110E11.9, G89.21, R53.1, R53.82, R26.2, PNS, M79.2, muscles, M60.9, M79.1, M79.7, M62.838, ligaments, M54.0. In the lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, 54.42, S33.5, XXF, M43.27, M54.30, SI joint M54.17, M30.3, S33.5 XXA, M543.10, M48.10. In the cervical spine, M54.2, 50.20, 54.1, 53.82, 54.02, S13.4 XXA. The plan is as follows. I have ordering an MRI fresh to identify the current pathology, which is cervical spine and lumbar spine without contrast. The patient has informed that her last MRI has not been done within the last 3 years. She also has been reported her father died of prostate cancer, and she was gone for 6-7 months, and she lost her previous physician whose office has been closed. She has not taken any pain medication over the last 6 months. MRI for lumbar spine was ordered, and physical therapy, she reports that she has been doing with ODA home care for last 2 years. And which she'll provide with naproxen 500 twice a day, Flexeril 10 three times a day, 90 tablets for muscle relaxation, Trazodone 100 milligram at night for sleep, Tylenol with codeine number 4, one daily, 15 tablets, Lyrica 50 milligram every 12 hours, 60 tablets. The patient will be brought in 15 days time to review the MRIs, and further recommendation for plan of care will be carried out. She's being referred to the psychiatrist, Apex Wellness Center, for a consult. Orthopedic surgery consultation was given also for her. She's referred to chiropractor and acupuncture. Thank you.